Hello and cheers to the buzz of fall. Looking to overcome adversity and be inspired? Great. We have that today on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast, the show for people who thrive on opportunities, drive to get to results, and seek input and ideas to quickly incorporate in life and in business. It's Debbie Lundberg, author and founder and CEO of Presenting Powerfully.
Forum Zant here, corporate sales leader, founder of the lifestyle brand The Stay-at-Work Mom, and fashion stylist. So, Debbie, today's guest is a true story of rising above something completely unpredictable. Tell us more, please.
Absolutely, Barb. Our guest overcame a life-threatening situation that questioned his skills to overcome adversity. He graduated with a bachelor's of science and finance degree and later spoke at his MBA commencement for the John H. Sykes College of Business at the University of Tampa, cool. Which we are very familiar with. He earned both degrees after being left for dead in the middle of the night. Can you imagine that? Humble and focused on his future, he is rousing America to follow their dreams and overcome hurdles, no matter how severe things are. Oh, and he doesn't just preach to audiences because anyone can get up in front of a crowd, well, maybe not anyone, and lecture them. Rather, he uses his personal story to engage with the audience and assist them and focus on the prize and align their goals. He wrote a book on it, Barb, and I've read it cover to cover. I know you are about to read it. Others would describe him as charismatic, goal-oriented, and trustworthy, and I call him a colleague and a friend. So please welcome Vincent Lancey.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Welcome. So much to process and consider. And sitting here seeing you smile and look fully recovered. Yes. Welcome. Even though Debbie is about to start the interview, first we would like our listeners to hear something special or unusual or something that they wouldn't already know if they weren't sitting in front of you.
Yeah, something at the end of the day that I do when it's time for some mindless TV to relax before bed. I'm a big Friends fan. I've probably watched the seasons 1,000 times. And
you can't see Vin, but he is not old enough to have been around for the original Friends like we were. So you're watching it for the first time, right?
Not the first time, but repeats now.
Okay, yeah. So now you're on to repeating them. Okay.
I can certainly relate. Those are definitely happy.
Early, when I was born is when it started. Yeah. Being recorded, I believe. Mm-hmm. So now it's just kind of.
So that's pretty fun. We're talking about your evening and having some fun with some lighthearted characters. So as we move on to these Business of Life Masterclass Podcast 4, we ask every guest to answer these, as you know. And the first one, if you are ready, is what time do you get up in the morning and what is your daily routine to get your day started, what you consider, quote, right?
Well, I enjoy the flexibility of an entrepreneur, but the beginning of my day is very structured. Every morning between 2 and 3, I'm awake. I alternate breakfast every day.
You said 2 and 3, right? 2 and 3 a.m.
Yep.
We're just checking.
I start by teaching English to kids in Beijing. That's kind of been my, you know, side hustle. As I finished my book, it gave me the flexibility to be with my family and, you know, devote enough time to my book. But to teach 4 to 10 a.m. because they're 12 hours ahead, I can be up before that. Getting the juices flowing. I'm in the gym every morning. A banana and coffee before, and then either oatmeal or eggs every day after, just to kind of stay structured. Then once I'm done teaching, I go about my day, you know, other side jobs or work on my entrepreneurial journey.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I mean, that really is structured and disciplined, I'll say. Okay, so something other than getting up at 2 or 3 in the morning every day, what is something that's part of what you believe that sets you up for success, and then if other people would do it, they would find similar results? What's that, what we call your extra oomph?
Well, I just talked about the water in the morning, going to the gym in the morning. I hop on Google and I find something motivational to brighten my day in the morning. I just looked at an article and a video in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. They're doing a motivational community effort for students in high schools that are facing adversity. Hmm. 8 school districts took part, and all these kids are coming together, and parents in the community are helping these kids battle through their adversity. So it was nice to just give me that kick in the butt in the morning. And that was my recent article I read.
You're battling along right with them, even though you're at a distance.
That's right. That's right.
All right, then. Who or what has been the biggest influence in your life, your success, and your continued focus that's making your life all it is? And importantly, what have you done with that influence?
Yeah, it'd be a good time to share with the audience. When I was 21 years old, I was hit by a car while walking home. in a hit-and-run accident, a suspected DUI, but it was a hit-and-run off the strip of South Howard here in Tampa. I took the responsible way of walking home and woke up a week later in Tampa General Hospital. So my mother, through that story, is my biggest employer, my motivation. She got a call up in New York saying, you know, if your son is Vincent Lancey, it's time to come to Tampa. We can't say much on the phone, but you may not make it through the night.
Wow. So that's kind of my goodness.
I think about that all the time, you know, that influence amongst others. You know, I have my MBA, my finance degree, but not saying I'll never go back to an office job full time, but through those experiences, making a difference is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to balance putting food on my table and making a difference has been the challenge. But, you know, through my mother's positivity, you know, it's helped a long way for me. Mm-hmm. I'm focused and I'm hungry to help make a difference.
And that unconditional love and support that she has for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that is a true influence and inspiration from both of you. So, Vincent, changing slightly, our series is focused on the positive, and ultimately our master classes will be too. At the same time, we want to be very realistic and have our listeners hear if there's been something that you wish you'd done differently, or you believe that you see that people do that if they would stop doing it, it may assist them.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, I do wish my transformative event did not occur, but it did. You know, I thought I wanted this big money job in a corner office, but now I waited too long to chase my dreams. So I would encourage everybody, if you have some kind of dream, some kind of passion, some personal business, some kind of passion project, anything, don't wait too long. Tap into your potential and make it happen, because you will look back and you'll regret it.
Mm-hmm.
In a world full of entrepreneurs, I'm happy to know you both. We motivate each other. We help each other see new ways to grow. And I just wish I started earlier, but here I am.
Well, there's so much ahead of you. So it's hearing you say that, it does inspire us, because no matter what your age or your circumstance, if you have something that you want to do, pursue it, is what it sounds like you're saying.
Absolutely.
Which is encouraging, especially we're fortunate to have listeners of all different ages. And I even think about your son, Barb, that mm-hmm. he's such a little dynamo and so smart and entrepreneurial. Reminds me hearing this that he'll love this story.
Absolutely.
Of success and perseverance.
And knowing what's important.
Mm-hmm.
That was more than inspirational. And I'm so motivated. One of the things that you talked about was finding that, you know, motivating thing in the morning. And wow. Hope everyone is motivated as I am. A couple other notes that I took is, you know, just your really, really structured morning, including what you have for breakfast. And, you know, we have our morning, you know, plans that we do. And, you know, the structure thing I do every day is the water. But, you know, having a little more structure to what I eat, make sure that I'm nourishing myself to handle anything that comes my way. And then the gym in the morning, because sometimes, you know, later in the day, it can go by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And making a difference. I think that's something that everyone intends to do, but you're doing it. And think about that more often. And Debbie, I know that you are game for doing some
mm-hmm.
of these things that I just summarized. And
absolutely.
I know you're already doing some of them, but I think mm-hmm. we can take that up a notch. Would you be willing to incorporate these and talk back on it in next week?
I will. It's a really good timing, as a matter of fact. I was telling Vincent right before we got started that I'm doing this 10-day detox. And part of what I recently learned, and not to make it so much detailed about me, is that my adrenals were low, which my doctor even said, like, how do you do all the things that you do and you don't seem like you have low energy? And I said, I don't really know. And so one of the things, and I haven't even gotten to tell you this, is she said that I was doing some fasting, and she said, stop it, because that really can be depleting for somebody who has a potential for adrenal challenges. So this is perfect timing about the breakfast. Because I used to do that, and I changed with a client asking me to take a challenge with him, and then I enjoyed it, but I didn't realize it was having a negative effect. And of course, I love to work out in the morning,
mm-hmm.
so that's wonderful. And finding something motivational, we had another guest who encouraged us to find some things on social media, and you just said about Googling.
And sharing them, yeah.
And sharing them, and so I haven't really thought about simply Googling.
Get a bigger, broader
perspective.
World out there.
So yes, so we will be following up. So, you know, I am ready for that, Barb. So we will be reporting back in what we call our follow through.
And 2 to 3 a.m. That is dedication to your side hustle and yes, your dreams that you're working towards.
And how much sleep do you typically get then?
Well, I have friends in my book. I talk about, they call me Grandpa.
Yes, they did call you Grandpa Vince in the book.
You know, when I'm in New York, I'm with my grandmother too. So the two of us, we eat dinner, you know, 5:36 and then pass out. I'll get a full 8 hours or sometimes even more. But, you know, your social life decreases a bit when you're following your dreams and giving up big salaries and financial positions I've had. For this isn't easy, but I know long term this is what I'm going for, and I want to stick to the script. And I'm not looking to bow out now that things are starting to roll.
And you are. You're making that influence and difference with these students who are learning English through you. So that's wonderful.
And you certainly look well rested.
You do.
Yeah.
You can't see them, but it is 6:15 here.
Well, I'm
excited
for the kids too, because even if it's not my own agenda, I'm helping their lives improve.
Yeah.
So.
And you're enriching their lives.
A little bit every day.
So as we come toward the close, what did you not get to share in the Business of Life Masterclass in those four questions, Vincent, that you would like our listeners to hear?
We touched on the morning routine. I think it's important. I've learned through my accident that mental health is just as important as physical health.
Mm-hmm.
In a busy lifestyle like us entrepreneurs have, we can get drained, depleted. So starting the morning right, at least for me, everybody's different, pays major dividends, because my first 10 hours are very... I know what I'm doing. I know it worked. And now I feel good mentally to spread my wings and attack the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And it's true. If you wake up, like Barb said, well-rested, and you said with that focus, then your half of the battle is done. And you're on to making
the
difference.
Done.
The hard work is done. Get that body rested.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again, Vincent. And please know, listeners, you can stay connected with Vincent on LinkedIn. Follow him on all social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and most everywhere as Vincent Lancey, correct?
Vincent A. Lancey.
A. Lancey. You know what? I have that there, so thank you for correcting me on it. And his website under the same name, he is consistently sharing updates with inspiration, even just going to your website and you have some of the photos and where you're speaking and different things is wonderful. So similarly, you can follow Barb and me together on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass Podcast, Barb at the Stay at Work Mom, and I'm at Debbie Lundberg most everywhere and Presenting Powerfully by Debbie Lundberg on Facebook. So listeners, if you liked what you heard, and I'm sure you did from what Vincent shared, please download more, subscribe for future updates and podcasts. And if we earned it, rate us 5 stars. If for any reason we didn't, please share feedback on how we can earn that. Because we are committed to bringing you 5-star guests like Vincent, right, just today. I mean, right now, we know he's 5-star. We hope we lived up to your 5-star rating.
I feel motivated as we speak.
Yes. So everybody, please stay tuned. It is with huge appreciation to you, Vincent, for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass. We wish you and everyone who's listening even more inspiration than you heard today. And I can imagine people coming back just to hear your voice and that tone in your voice that's so uplifting and getting more from it every time. So we appreciate everything that everyone is doing to support the podcast and to feel as though that they are accomplishing and experiencing all you can in life, in business, and in life, really. So that's our podcast. And remember, it's listen, choose, do.